The Touchstone by Andrew Norris. Read by Richard Mitchley. Chapter 1. One morning, as Douglas was leaving for school, he heard a voice calling his name. It was a faint voice, hardly louder than the wind blowing through the trees, but when he looked round to see who was calling, there was nobody there. He was wondering if he might have imagined it when the voice called again. "Douglas," it said, slightly louder this time, but still hardly more than a whisper. Puzzled, he looked around him, but the garden in front of the house seemed quite deserted. Only when the voice called a third time did he realize it was coming from one of the lilac bushes that ran along the wall in front of the road. Crossing the grass, he pulled aside one of the branches and found a woman sitting on the ground with her back against the wall, her chin on her chest, and her right hand clutching her left shoulder. She was wearing black boots, combat trousers, and a khaki sleeveless vest. Resting in her lap was a case made of a dull grey metal, about as big as the lunchbox Douglas had used when he was in primary school. Around her neck, hanging on a silver chain, was a green stone, the size of the top joint of a man's thumb. As Douglas pulled aside the branch to look at her, she lifted her head. "Douglas?" It was the voice that had been calling him, and he could understand now why it had been so faint. Speaking seemed to take a considerable effort. "Douglas Patterson?" Douglas wondered how the woman knew his name. He had never seen her before in his life. Pushing the branch he was holding to one side, he knelt beside her. "Are you all right?"
"I am hurt," said the woman in a hoarse whisper.
"I'll get someone to help." Douglas stood up.